Hey, how's it going? How you been? What's scrappin'?
The weekly scratch, motherfuckers.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the weekly scraps, episode 60. This is the first episode of the decade for myself. This is going to be a very interesting time, especially being that I'm all the way in Aruba. One happy island. Right, babe? Right, babe?
Right.
I posted something to IG. So, long story short, I know I've been talking about a lot of other things, saying I got to deal with a lot of Uncle Sam situations. So, people are probably wondering, well, how the hell are you going on vacation? It must not be that big of a problem. Well, fortunately, I have my American Express credit card that I've been using, and we use the miles for that. So in case people don't understand how this works, for every dollar that you spend when you just go to the bank or you take out hard-earned cash and you spend your dollars, you don't get anything in return besides the item that you're buying. Now, with the credit cards, there are different types of this. You can use the ones that give you cash back, which gives you back like 1% or anywhere from 1% to 5% of your spending on that item back up to a certain limited amount. Maybe it's like $1,500 for the month. And then you get what we call Sky Miles or just mile points in general, which is the ones that I prefer to use because I travel so much. Now, being that I travel so much, I can use those points, which are technically miles. So every dollar that I spend, I get a mile. And with the American Express, when I book with airlines, I get 5 miles per dollar spent. Some other categories give me 3 miles per dollar spent. And I think like 1.5, 2, and some are just 1% or just one mile per dollar. So with that being said, I managed to rack up a bunch of points that I was able to take this trip for free with my girlfriend and I. I was able to book both of our flights. And this is not the first time I've done this. I've done this to go to Vegas. I've done this to go to Ireland. I've done this multiple times. It's not always round trips. You're not racking up that much points that fast, but you're getting something instead of completely nothing. And on top of that, I'm maintaining my credit card score, paying everything on time and doing all that stuff, which is what you're supposed to do anyway. So I appreciate having a credit card over a debit card for the sheer fact that you get more bang for your buck as opposed to just spending your hard-earned debit card money, cash money, and not getting anything for it. So with the credit card, yeah, people are like, oh, well, you might overspend money that you don't have. Well, guess what? Don't do that. Just don't do it. If you don't have the money in your account, put a limit on it. You could put a limit on it so you only spend a certain amount and then you pay it right back with the cash that you have in your account. Problem solved. You get rewards for it. You can also use those points to pay down your credit card balance. So there's a lot of positives with that. And with the American Express, I also get a lot of incentives. So with the airline miles, if I book the flight with my preferred airlines, which is Delta, that allows me to get 35% of those air miles back into my account. And I think that takes about 3 to 4 weeks to reflect, but who cares? Because I'm not in a race anytime soon after this to go anywhere. I'm more so looking to just have those extra miles in the bank so that in case I do decide to take a trip, I can use that to offset some of my cost expenses. And I think it's been a pretty wise decision that I've definitely made. The other incentives that I have, I think I get $200 in Uber credits, and I also get $200. I think it's $200 or $100 in Uber credits, and the other one would be $200 in incidentals from airlines. So if I check a bag, in this case, I check 2 bags, $60, $30 a pop. Those $60 would get reversed back into my account and it would be like I never even spent that money. And being that it's a new year, that cycle has also restarted in comparison to 2019, where I traveled a bunch and I probably used that up after a couple of trips already. But it doesn't have to be checked baggage. It could be food. It could be alcohol and stuff. Anything that you're buying on the airline. While you're in the air, I should say. What other things do I get? I get roadside assistance 4 times a year. If I get locked out of my car, they come, break into the car. And, well, not break into it, but they'll unlock the car for free 4 times out of the year. And I think I get free roadside assistance in case I were to have like a flat tire or something, that instead of me calling AAA, because I don't have AAA, it's kind of like their version of AAA, which helps me out. And depending on if it's out of the scope or spectrum of how far they allow me to travel for free for my towed car, I pay a certain amount per extra mile that I have to go, which is still a pretty good freaking deal if you ask me. And there's a lot of other stuff that I could go on and on about, but I'll leave it at that. Keep that short, sweet, and hopefully you guys can take something out of that. And I know I got a lot of friends in the hood still that are kind of like, well, you know, I don't, you know, I just deal with cash. I'm like, yeah, it's cool to deal with cash, but I'm telling you, it's beneficial to have the credit card, because eventually, if you do decide to buy a house, you're going to need a cosigner because you have no credit. If you're paying like little utility bills, you might have some. But if you want to have real established hard credit, you should probably open up some type of credit card, even if you don't use it. Because if you have credit history, whether it's 1 year to 10 years, it makes a difference. So the longer you've had the credit card open, the better it's going to be for you for whatever reason. I used to think, get the credit card, use it a couple of times and close it. No, that actually doesn't affect you, but it does kind of indirectly affect you, because if you had the credit card open for 5 years and then you open up a different credit card 3 years later, now if you close the one that you had open for the 5 years, now your credit history gets shortened to only the credit card that you now have, which was the one that you opened 3 years later. So keeping that credit card open but dormant, you're not using it, you're not paying anything because you're not using it. You don't get charged a monthly fee or yearly fee unless you have one of those credit cards that charge you an annual $95 or $295 a year. So if you don't have any of those credit cards, you might as well just open it, leave it, forget about it. You're building and accruing credit history. So that's going to help you guys in case you want to buy a house. If you want to lease a car, finance a car, finance a boat, buy a boat, you know, so many different things that it will help benefit you for. And one trick that I learned that I helped put my sisters and brothers on, I put them on game, with your credit card. If you have a family member who trusts you, you can take their credit card, or I should say they can take their credit card and they can add authorized users, which means they will get an extra credit card with your name on it. Now, I got their credit cards. It has their name on it, but I'm not giving it to them for them to go, maybe I can use it and just tell them and I'll pay him back. No. We're not going to do any of that. I'm helping you guys. You guys are getting the credit history that I have and the credit score that I have over time, because it doesn't just happen in an instant like that. It takes time to develop that. So eventually you get my credit history. So right now my credit score is about a 746 or 760, whatever. After I bought the car, it went down a little bit, but because I was doing my shopping or whatever. So sometimes you take a little bit of a hit, but it goes right back up after a couple payments. So I'm not even stressing about that. But their credit score would essentially be exactly what my credit score is. But they won't. So if they go right away and say, all right, they were an authorized user for a month and they try to go buy a house a month later, I don't think they're going to necessarily be able to get approved because they don't have a strong enough and long enough time with the history with that. But their score does reflect that it is high enough. So with that being said, there are definitely loopholes around that instead of having to co-sign for everybody. And these are the little tricks and stuff. I put people on there. What?
Well, first of all, I put you on that because you didn't want it.
You put me on that?
I was on such about it, and then you went and put your sisters on.
Hmm. I don't know. I'm gonna have to verify this. Huh?
And also the way how it works, they don't get the same credit score you have.
Over time they do.
They will never have your same credit score. They are a separate individual. They have their own credit score. What the authorized user does, it just helps them build up a little credit, but that's it. It's not like they're gonna mimic the same number that you have. That's not how it works.
Well, I did check theirs, and it was relatively close, but it helps pull theirs up.
What is it to boost you up by, like, 15 points? But you're not, because Aljamain has a 780.
Yeah. They're not going to have a 780 right out of the gate. It definitely will take time. But as I use my car, too, it definitely helps them.
Building. It's a way for them to start building. It's a start.
Yes.
But they'll start building it with other things on their end.
Correct.
They're not going to mimic your number.
I hope I didn't say it was going to be exact same number.
That's how it sounded. Like it would mimic exactly your credit score number.
Yeah, but that's why I said if they try to go buy a house like right after, like they can't. No. They need to have time with that. It's just going to essentially pull their score up.
It's like 15 points and will like maintain it. It maintains your, it's just a boost to your score. That's it.
Word. You guys heard that here first.
But if you fuck up, let's say, by accident,
it reflects on them too.
Oh, yeah. They're going down with you.
Yeah. So I'm not fucking up. So you guys, so there's definitely a lot of nuances with this. So definitely do your due diligence. But there are a lot of pluses more than cons with having a credit card. And the only con that I can really think of is that you think you have all this extra money and you just go spending crazy. And next thing you know, you're fucked. But there are a lot of benefits, like some people who use credit cards to rehab their house because they get like one year interest free, and they can just carry that balance over and over and over and over and over for the entire year. They'll fix the house, and hopefully by the time the house sells, they recoup their money, they pay off the credit card, and then boom, they're done, they close it out, and maybe they move on to the next account, and then they do that again, rinse and repeat. So there's a lot of benefits. Like I said, there's more pros than there are cons with having a credit card. Real quick, now, we don't have any fights this week, but a couple of upcoming events. The first one, obviously, January 18th, Donald Cowboy Cerrone versus Conor McGregor. I'm surprised that Conor is actually listed first before Cowboy, as Cowboy has been more active than McGregor. I would have thought that would have been I don't know. It's not that big of a deal, but I guess Conor's going to be the red and Cerrone's going to be the blue. I like the red. I don't know. The red's always cooler. It doesn't really matter to me. Obviously, once you get in there, you're fighting. But I just like the red anyway, because I just think it gives you more like, I'm the man. I'm supposed to win. That type of feel. Next up after that, we have Blaydes versus Junior Dos Santos in Raleigh, California, January 25th. And after that, UFC 247, John Jones versus Dominic Reyes, February 8th. I believe Valentina Shevchenko is actually on that card as well, taking on the one and only Caitlin blonde fighter, Chookagian.
Yeah, Caitlin.
Yeah, girl. You're doing a lot of training over at Law MMA with Tony Ricci, Fight Shape Ricci. But UFC 246, we're going to definitely talk about that next week. I'm going to break that down. I'm going to give you guys all the stats. One of my managers, Oren Hodak, he's been asking me to do a post for my bookie. And we're going to discuss. Now, I'm not big on like the whole gambling thing with the odds, but for this, I'm going to break it down. But the main thing that I'm breaking down are the skill sets and who I think will be able to win based on what they have done in the past. And I want people to also remember that fighters have emotions, and you never know how people are feeling on the day of. If it was so black and white that we could be like, this is this guy's skill set, like we're playing Street Fighter video gaming, you know what he can do. And I know the code to win, and I'm just going to keep doing it to do it and eventually get the win. Or I can get emotional in the game, be like, yo, I'm going to beat you by just doing this only. And sometimes we get in our own way, and that can offer our shortcomings. So with this one, I'm definitely have a lot of questions that I'm going to make sure I post. And doing my breakdown, I'm going to try to see if I can do like a still pictures and maybe get some actual visuals for you guys to look at. If not, I might just use the video and hopefully ask the UFC for permission to use it or not get paid from it or whatever. So this way, it's not weird. This way, it's like, yo, I'm not trying to get paid from this. This is more of a teaching moment, and hopefully I can use some of the video clips to actually explain what I'm talking about, and people can actually get a visual and they can see and get a better idea before they make an actual bet. So I'm excited about doing that, and that's going to be a lot of time that I'm going to actually have to put in to get that done the right way. We get back Monday, right? We get back Monday, so that might have to be your own special. Maybe it's something I do like Wednesday. So I might do the podcast, get it up right before we leave Aruba, and then, yeah, Wednesday, probably do like a whole feature breakdown right before when it's getting close. And I'm going to pick stuff. I mean, I know we got all the Kavanaughs saying stuff, and this is the best he's ever looked, and this and that, and the third, and Cowboy, I would never take a dive, and blah, blah, blah. I'm going to give the fans a stand-up show. All those make important variable factors, exactly what I was just talking about earlier with the video game. Oh, I'm going to do this way to beat you. When we all know the path of least resistance for Cowboy is going to be tie up the smaller fighter and take him down and beat him where he's has been in the past the weakest, which is on the ground. And we're going to get into those details when we get back next week. So make sure you guys tune in. We're vlogging a lot of the stuff that we're doing. So hopefully you guys get to see a lot of the footage. And with this vlog, this video, I'm going to actually put a couple clips here and there, just sprinkle it in so you guys can enjoy some of the stuff that we're doing as well. We're actually about to head to Carlitos. That sucks. Well, we're about to head down to Carlitos. It's a little gloomy, but the clouds are starting to clear up right now. So we're going to be able to catch a little bit of sun. But my main thing is I want to get my twofers, Carlitos Sports Bar, go down there, get some food, and hopefully get some Funchy Fries. So thank you guys for tuning in. Oh, I was supposed to talk about the diet stuff. Fuck, whatever. I'll talk about that next time. We had a very in-depth conversation about nutrition and dieting right before I left Long Island, Sarah's on Friday morning. Myself, John Manimal, and Sean, one of Sarah's black belts, both of his black belts, we were talking about some diet and stuff like that. So I definitely want to share some knowledge that I have on that, and hopefully that helps some people out there. All right. So remember, guys, if you have any questions about credit cards, any questions about the Conor McGregor fight versus Cowboy, please drop the comments below or any other fight on that card. I would definitely answer them when you guys drop them. So drop the comments. When I get a second, I would definitely respond back to you guys. And remember, if you like my shit, subscribe to my shit or spinning back fist. Boom, boom, boom. This GoPro is lit. We out, baby.